Is it Daf Yud Zayin? So we got to the last few lines of Tezayin and Beis. It's a very heavy Gadata Gemara, hence the article to help me navigate through this. So the Gemara begins the last few lines. We are Tanya, five lines up, says the Gemara, Tanya, Beis Shammai Omrim. There's going to be a long discussion of Beis Shammai. Then we're going to see the opinion of Beis Hillel. The Beis Shammai Omrim, Shlosha Kitos Hein Liyom Hadin. There are three groups or three classes of people on Yom HaDin. What's Yom HaDin? So says Rashi, not Yom HaDin or Rosh Hashanah, says Rashi, Kishayichu HaMesim, in the times of Tchias HaMesim, there are going to be three groups of people. What's going to happen to each of these different classes? So what are the three groups? Says the Gemara, Achas Shel Tzadikim Gemurim, Ve'achas Shel Rishom Gemurim, Ve'achas Shel Beinunim. So what happens to these three Kitos? Tzadikim Gemurim, the Tzadikim and Gemurim are going to be written and sealed to Chai Olam, to an eternal life, to Olam Haba. Rishayim Gemurim, Nechtavim and Nechtavim, La'alta L'Gehenim, they're going to be sent down to Gehenim. It says in the Pasuk, Shenemar, Rabim Mishene Admas Afar, many of those who slept in the dirt, referring to those who were dead, Yakitsu, who woke up, Elu L'Chai Olam, some, these will go to Chai Olam, however, Elu others will go to L'Charafos L'Dron Olam, will go to a disgraceful, to a place of Gehenim. And what happens to the Beinonim, says the Gemara? Beinonim, Yordan, Legehenim, they're going to go to Gehenim, but only temporarily, says the Gemara, on the top of Yud Zayin now. Umitzaftefin ve'olin, says Rashi, Tzoakim, they're going to be yelling and screaming, Bochin, mitoch yisurin shah achas ve'olin, they're going to be crying in pain, and that moment after experiencing Gehenim, they're going to be olin, sent back up to Chai Olma of some sort. Shenemar, it says in the Pasuk, Vehevesi es ha-shlishis ba'esh, they're going to bring that third group, that third class of Beinonim, ba'esh into fire, utzroftim kitzrof es ha-kesef, like you burn and you melt silver, ubechantim kivchona es ha-zav, like you clean and refine the gold, hu yikra b'shri, he's going to call to my name, says Hashem, vani ene, also I'm going to answer and respond and bring them up. Valeim Amru Chana, about such people said, Chana said about them, Hashem Meimis U'Mechai, Hashem kills, Hashem brings to life. Morid Sheol, he's going to send them down to Gehenim momentarily, then by Yaal, then bring them up, ascend them. That was a third class. That's all the Shita of Beis Shammai. Comes along now Beis Hillel. Beis Hillel Omrim, he says, or they say, Rav Chesed, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Rav Chesed, Mate Klapi Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to tip the scale unto Chesed. In other words, the Beinonim are not going to have to experience Gehenim B'Shas Tchias HaMesim. Rather, because of the great Chesed HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, he's going to tip the scale and save them. V'aleim Amar, about such people, it said, David, Ahavti, I love Ki Yishma Hashem Es Koli. I love Hashem when he listens to my voice. When I call out to Hashem, he saves me. Ahavti Ki Yishma Hashem Es Koli. That means Hashem saved me from Gehenim. V'aleim Amar, David said further, Kwa Parsha Kula, about the whole Parsha, Dalosi V'Liyoshia. I was empty, I was poor, and yet a Kadosh Baruch Hu saved me, he spared me. This all reference to the Beinonim who are not going to have to experience Gehenim in the times of Mashiach, the times of Tchias HaMesim. Gemara now says, "Poshe Yisrael begufan." Those who desecrate, the veros begufan with their body. We'll see the example of that in just a moment. And poshe umos ha'olam begufan, and also another category of the non-Jews where some have poshe and Hashem and beguf with their body. We'll see that as well. What that means? Yordan the Gehenim. They're going to go to Gehenim. V'nidonim b'shnei masar chodesh. They're going to be judged for 12 months. And the Acha Shema Sachodesh, after 12 months, Gufan Kala, the Nishmas and Nisrefes, their body's going to be consumed and their Nishamas are going to be burnt up as well. The Ruach Mifazarta Matachas Kapos Ragli Tzadikim, and the spirits, their dust is going to be sprinkled underneath the legs of the Tzadikim, and the Tzadikim are going to trample on such people who are Poshe Yisrael and Poshe Umas Olam, Begufan. Shenemar, what's the source of such a concept? Vasosem Rishoim, that they're going to trample on the Rishoim, ki yu efer tachas kapos raglechem, because the dirt, the ashes, the dust of these people, the Rishoim, are going to be beneath the legs, the feet of the Tzadikim. So this is referring to, again, Poshe Yisrael Begufon and Poshe Umas Olam Begufon, 12 months of Gehenim and then completely wiped out. Aval haminim v'amasaros v'abikursim, those who go against Hashem and against the Torah in different ways, and those who are moser other Jews to the authorities. Shekafru b'Torah, those who rebel against Hashem's Torah, v'shekafru b'tchias ha'mezim, and deny the existence, the concept, the belief of tchias ha'mezim, v'shepirshu midarchi tzibur, they go against the rest of the tzibur's doings, v'shenosnu chitisam v'eretzchaim, they instill incredible fear against the people living in the land, which is a terrible thing, v'shechatu v'echtiu esaram, they sin and cause others to sin, such as the Kigon Yeravam ben Nevat v'chaverav, he's always the example of who caused others to sin. all these groups of people, these six, seven types of categories, Yordan the Gehenim, they go to Gehenim, V'nidonim baladoridoros, and they are judged there and burnt forever. It's not just 12 months and that's it. They stay there forever, ladoridoros. Shenemar says in the pasuk, V'yotzu v'ro b'figrei ha'anashim ha'poshim, they're going to come out and see the corpses of these people who rebelled against Hashem, ki v'gomer. It goes on to explain that the rest of the pasuk states, the pasuk, hold on 1 second here, it says on the side here, it says that the burning, here we go, ki solasam lo somas, they're not going to die, v'eshem lo sichbe, the fire will not cease, v'hayu daron l'chobasa, they're going to remain in Gehenim forever. And so much so, says the Gemara, Gehenim Kala V'hein Enim Kalam. Gehenim actually is going to have an end. There's going to be a time in history where the Gehenim is going to no longer exist. It's going to get wiped out. But these people will still be burning. They're going to outlast Gehenim. Shenemar says in the Pasuk, V'tsuram Levalo Shesheol. Their bodies, their form is going to outlast even Gehenim itself. That's how bad their averas and punishments are going to be. The Kol Kach Lama, why they have such a terrible avera, such a terrible onesh? Because they're the ones who caused the destruction of the Zvul, which is a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Mizvul Lo, Ve'ein Zvul El Beis HaMikdash. Shenemar Bano Vanisa Beis Zvul Lach. So this is a proof that Zvul refers to the Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, since their actions caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, they're going to burn eternally in Gehenim, even when there is no Gehenim. V'aleim Amr Chana, about such people, Chana said, Hashem Yachatu Meiriva, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go up against and fight against those who rebelled and shattered and caused the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash. Furthermore, the Gemara says, Amar Reb Yitzchak Bar Abin, Upnem Domim L'Shulei HaKedera, these people who go down to Gehenim are going to scream, the Beinonim, who come back up, their faces are going to be like Shulei HaKedera, like the bottom of a pot is black and dirty. The face of these people after experiencing and being singed by the fire of Gehenim, their faces will be black as well. Vama Rava says, V'inu Mishapiri Shapir B'nei Mechuzah, and they are of the best, of the wealthiest of Mechuzah, that Rashi explains, that these people were Menugim, Mishmein Mahayu, they were fat, they were enjoying life very much so, and yet still they're going to come back from Gehenim looking terrible, looking like poor people with black faces. And we're also going to call them Umekaryon B'nei Gehenim, the sons, the children of Gehenim, that's what we're going to call such people, these Beinim who lived a very lavish life, they're going to come back in the time of Tzimtzum with black faces, being called a not a nice term of the sons of Gehenim. So the Gemara then says, further back to what we said earlier, Amar Mar, Mar said, well, rather we said earlier, Beis Hillel Omrim Rav Chesed. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to utilize his chesed and not have the Beinonim experience Gehenim, rather he's going to tip the scale so they could avoid and circumvent that moment in Gehenim. So how does this work? So Matah Klapi Chesed, he's going to tilt the scale and the chesed's going to win and they'll have a favorable judgment. But doesn't the pasuk say, V'heveisi es ha-shlishis v'ish? But another pasuk says, that third caste, that third group, the class of the Beinim, is going to go down to the Eish, you're going to go to fire. So there's a steer. Is Hashem Mati Chesed? Is he Rav Chesed? Or is he Veveise Shlishis Be'ish? Which one is it? So the Gemara says, Hasem Beposhe Yisrael Begufam. When we send down that class of people to the fire, those were the individuals who had Beposhe Yisrael Begufam. They somehow rebelled against Hashem with their bodies, which we haven't yet defined yet. So the Gemara says, wait a second, that can't be, because we said, Poshe Yisrael Begufan, Ha'amris Lesay Takanta. We said earlier, those who are Poshe Yisrael Begufan have no Takana. But the pasuk that says, Veveisi as a Shlishish Beish, do have a Takana. They go to get him only temporarily, and then they come back. So there's a bit of a confusion what's going on here. Right now, there are three categories. There's one category of those who get no Takana. Those are Poshe Yisrael Begufan. There's a next category of Beinim who go to Gehenim momentarily, and then they come back up. And there's a third category of Rav Chesed who don't even experience Gehenim. So what are these three categories? And the Gemara answers as follows. Ki lasei takana, who are those who have no takana? Those are berov avonos. Those who have more sins than averos, they're going to be the ones who are going to have no takana. Hacha here, we're describing mechsa avonos and mechsa zechuyos. One who has 50-50, exactly the same amount of mitzvahs as he does averos. So then we say, if among the averos is behinami avon poshe yisrael begufon, if one of the averos is that he was poshe with his body himself, so then we're going to say he has to go down to Gehenim momentarily. That's what it means. Losagi, it's not enough. Delab veveses shlishis beish. Meaning he cannot avoid this. He must fulfill veveses shlishis beish. He's again a person who has 50-50. 50-50, but of the 50 Averos, he has this Poshe Yisrael Begufa. He goes to get him and comes back up. But the third category, in Lav, if he doesn't have this Avera, Poshe Yisrael Begufa, but he does have 50-50 Averos to Mitzvahs, that's where we say, Rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, shows his Chesed, Umati Klapi Chesed, he tips the scale, and he's able to avoid Gehenim entirely. So then we said earlier, Valeim Amar David. David said about such people, Ahapti Kishma Hashem, I love Hashem because he listened to my voice. He protected me from Gehenim. So Darsh Rava now Darshan, this whole parsha, this parak of the Kapitel Tehillim, my dichsev, what does it mean in the pasuk? Ahapti Kishma Hashem, I love Hashem because he listened to me. So Amru Knesset Yisrael lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Knesset Yisrael says to Hashem, Ribonishul Olam, Amasani Ahuva Lafanecha, when am I beloved to Hashem? Bizman Shata Shemer Kol Tachnunai, when a Kadosh Baruch, when you listen to my voice, you listen to my davening, that's why I'm beloved to you. Dalusi Vili Oshia, I'm empty, I'm poor, and a Kadosh Baruch saves me. When is that the case? Ava Pisha Dala Ani Min HaMitzvahs, even though I'm empty, I'm poor, I have no mitzvahs, I'm empty from all the mitzvahs, nonetheless, Li Na Lel Shia, still you find it favorable to save me. That's what the pasuk means. Back to our topic now. Gemara says, so what does it mean? We're referring to this concept of Poshe Yisrael Begufan Ma'ini. What is that example? So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, Karkafta de la Marach Tefillin, a person who doesn't wear tefillin. So if there's a machlok, what does that mean? A person who never wore tefillin his entire life, or a person who does wear tefillin, but he missed it on one occasion, he missed it, b'mezid, that's what it means, a Karkafta de la Marach Tefillin. If you look at Tosas for a second, Tosas writes here, Karkafta de la Marach Tefillin. Im osik batora kimeniach tefillin dami. The person is learning Torah, he does not need to wear tefillin because it's as if he's wearing tefillin. The damar b'mechilta ha osik batora patem tefillin. That's the idea. So a person could learn all day long and be exempt from tefillin. Why is that the case? So the Ran gives two explanations. Either because the general concept of the osik b'mitzvah patem min mitzvah, one who learns Torah is patem from other mitzvahs. Not so easy to say that because we have in general that we don't apply that by limud Torah. That's the exception where we don't say Osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah, because a person learned all day long, he would not be doing any mitzvahs. But that's one explanation. Osik b'mitzvah, patur min mitzvah. The second explanation of the Ran is that we know that tefillin is an os. But learning Torah is also considered an os. So just like on Yantav, we don't wear, or Shabbos, we don't wear tefillin, because Shabbos is an os, or Yantav is an os. So to Lima Torah is an os, and that's the exemption of having to wear the os of tefillin. That's the second reason behind this particular mechilta. Now, that's by tefillah in particular, but not by other mitzvahs, though. So look at the Tosa says further, quotes of Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam writes, Mefarish, Dehocha, Kishe mitzvah bezuya lava, Shemugunos lava, Retush tefillin shebarosha. When is a person called the Kakafta de la Mach tefillin, called Poshi Sel Begufan? When he refuses to wear tefillin because he finds it disgusting, he finds it disgraceful, if that's the reason why he doesn't wear it, then we call him a Poshi Sel Begufan. But if he doesn't wear it, and Rashi goes on to explain because he doesn't have a Gufnaki, because he needs to go to the bathroom for technical reasons, for halachic reasons, such a person would not be considered a poshe yisrael begufan. Has to be one who refuses to wear it because he finds it disgusting to wear. So that's all a poshe yisrael begufan. Now the Ran says, this is just an example, by the way, it's not only tefillin. The Ran says, any other mitzvah that's begufan. If a person in birkas hamazon, tefillah, you say with your body, do you use your body, whether it's wearing b'maisa, whether it's saying, that's all examples of a poshe yisrael begufan. It just gave tefillin as an example, but tzuadin all the other mitzvahs as well, according to the understanding of the Ran. While others say, no, it's a dafka tefillin, something special about tefillin. This does not apply to other mitzvahs. Furthermore, the Gemara says, poshi umos ha'olam begufon. What's that? What's a poshi umos ha'olam, a non-Jew who sins with his guf? Says the Gemara, amarav, avera. Which avera? Whenever it says avera stam, it doesn't say explicitly, it refers to gilei arayos. So the Gemara now says, v'shenasnu chitisam be'eretz chayim. A person instills incredible fear amongst the people who they live. So Amar Rav Chista, zeparnas hamatil ema yaseir al atzibor shlo l'shem shemayim. A person who's a bully, a person who's arrogant and shows incredible fear to the people, to the community, unnecessarily, shlo l'shem shemayim, he's this category of people, shenasnu chitisam be'eretz chayim. So Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, kol parnas Hamatil Ema, Yisera al Tibor Shlo L'Shem Shemayim, such a person who instills and infuses fear unnecessarily with Shlo L'Shem Shemayim, Eino Roe Ben Tam L'Chachem, will not see a child be a Tam L'Chachem, based on the Pasuk Shinemar, L'Chein Yireeu Anashim, because you cause others to fear, Lo Yira Kochach Melev, you're not going to see a wise child. So Beis Hillel Omer, we said above again, Beis Hillel says that Rav Chesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tips the scale, Mata Klapi Chesed, he tips it in favor in Chesed. So there's an interesting machlokas here. How does that work? What's the mechanism of tipping a scale of Chesed? So there's a machlokas here, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Kovsho. He's Kovish, meaning he takes the Chesed, the mitzvah, and he pushes down the mitzvah side. That's one approach. He pushes down the mitzvah side. Shenemar, Yoshiva, Yerachamenu, Yichboshevanosenu. He squashes them. He brings them down so that the mitzvahs are outweighing by weighing down the mitzvahs. Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina Amar no, so he lifts up the Avera side, which of course in turn is going to call the mitzvahs to lower, so just a different perspective. Sounds like just this, you know, opposite approaches. Conceptually, there's the big difference, whether you're lifting the Averas or squashing the Averos, but that's the idea. And what's his proof? Shenemar, no se avon, he lifts the Averos, makes them lighter, v'over a peshen, passes and ignores the sins. So Tana Debei Rabbi Shmuel, Mavir Rishon Rishon, what does it mean Mavir Rishon Rishon? We say this all the time during Slichos. Mavir Rishon Rishon says that if you look at Rashi, Rashi explains here that Avon Sheber Rishonim, the sin amongst the first sins a person does, Haban Lasatam Lakaf Meavero, Maviro Vishomtu, that you take their sin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to place the Avera on the scale. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says the first one, it's a freebie. We're going to send it off and pass it off. That's what means Mavir Rishon Rishon. You remove the first sin in the beginning, Barishon, that's what it means, and that's going to help a person in outweighing his averos. V'chein yamida, that's the mitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mavir Rishon Rishon. That's what means Rav Chesed. So Amar Rava, V'avon Asmo Eino Nimchak. However, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not place that first avera on the scale, he doesn't erase it. It kind of hangs out there. Why does it hang out there? Says Rava, Di'i garuba avonos, if a person ends up having more sins than mitzvahs, machshiv ba'dayo, he takes that avera, puts it back in to the rov avonos. If he doesn't, however, meaning if he has more mitzvahs, then that avera is completely ignored and stays off to the side. So Gemara then says, Amar Rava, Rava says, Kol mavir amidosov, mavirin lo akopishav, a person who's a vatshin, a person who's mevater on his own kavod, he's able to ignore if a person does something not nice to me. He says, no big deal, I can just walk ahead and turn a Kadosh Baruch Hu who's going to mavir on Hashem's midos and spare him as well. Shenemar says in the pasuk, no si oven the over al pesha, a Kadosh Baruch Hu is no si oven, he lifts the sins for who? He who is over al pesha, a person who ignores what one does to him, he ignores any insult that comes his way, l'mi no si oven, l'mi sh'o over al pesha. This is a very big thing, we're going to see a mitzvah, but there are stories about those who are mevater, especially in public. A person's embarrassed in public, and he's mevater, she's mevater, and she doesn't care, he doesn't care and ignores it. It's understood that there's a certain koach habracha such a person has. I've heard stories of people lining up. Actually, recently, Jackie Bittone spoke a couple weeks ago, and she told the Maisa where one time she was embarrassed publicly in front of a shir. Someone called out to her and embarrassed her, and she just ignored it. And afterwards, there's a line of people waiting to get brachas from her, not because she asked to get brachas, but the audience understood that a person does experience that, and she was saying incredible nisim that took place in the brachas that she gave as a birchas hedyo. When a person is mavir midosav, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mavir lo akol pishav. So what's the example the Gemara gives the Maisa? The Gemara says, Rav Huna breid of Yeshua chalosh. One time Rav Huna was very weak. And Al Rapapa Lashaila Bay Rapapa went to just inquire to see how he was doing. And Chazir Dechalosh Le Alma, he saw that he was about to die. Rav Huna was about to die. And Amr Le Tzvisi Le Zvadzi, he said, go get the Tachrichim, go get it. He's about to die. Let's get ready for the Kvura. Lesof Ispach, in the end, Rav Huna was able to live. He got healed. So Hava Michsav Rapapa Lemichse, Rapapa was embarrassed to see him. Because moments earlier, Rapapa said, you're going to die. And now it turns out he was alive. It didn't look very good for Rapapa, so he was embarrassed to see him. So Amri Le, my Chazisa. So they said to Rapapa, so what did you see? You almost died. Tell us, what did you see up in Shemayim? So Amri, he said, Amri Le, in Hachehavi. Rapapa was right. I was about to die. They were about to take my neshama away. However, Amar lo HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Ho v'lo mokim b'milei l'takum b'hadei. Since they said about Rav Huna that he was mavir midosav, he didn't respond when a person insulted him. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, let's be mavir in our midos, and let's give him some more time in this world. Shenemar, no se avon v'over apesha, l'mi no se avon l'over apesha. So that's an incredible thing. He lived a longer life because of this incredible attribute. Gemara says further now, L'sheiraso nachalaso, we need to read the entire pasuk, which reads, Mikel chamocha nosi avon v'or pesha, l'sheiris l'nachalaso. So we see, who is the one who zocha to this? So that same pasuk with Midarshning ends off, L'sheiris nachalaso. What does l'sheiris nachalaso mean? Amar Rabbi Achanina, Alya v'kotba. Alya is the fatty tail. The fatty part of the better parts of the meat. The fattier, the better it is. So nonetheless, even though it's very fatty, there's still a thorn can get stuck in that tail. So what's the nimshel here? So even though it's a wonderful thing that Kadosh Baruch Hu is no sovereign over Pesha, not everybody's zocha to this wonderful thing, only to l'sheres nachlaso, v'lo l'cho nachlaso. Only to some shares, only to some leftovers are zocha to this attribute, but not all nachlaso, not the entire nation. Which ones? Who's called the sheres? Says the Gemara on the top of Amud Beis here, l'mi shemesim asmo kishirayim, a person who makes himself into a shirayim, like a leftovers, a person who makes himself very humble and modest, he's the one who's going to be zocha to this midah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Says the Gemara now on the top of Amud Beis here. Rav Huna, Rami, he pointed out a steer in Psukim. He says, one pasuk, k'siv tzadik Hashem v'chad rachav, u'k'siv v'chas v'chom ma'asav. What's the difference between a tzadik and a chassid? A tzadik is very exact, he's precise. A chassid is one who does above and beyond, l'fnim mishur sadin. So tzadik judges by the emes, by the truth, the reality, and a chassid does more than that, he gives chesed. So how does Hashem run the world? Through tzidkis or through chassidus? So says the Gemara, B'tchila tzaddik, initially HaKadosh Baruch Hu judged the world as a tzaddik, whatever is considered just and right and truthful. However, when he realizes we need more than simply tzidkis, l'fasof chas, in the end, he gives an incredible chesed and rachamim. Furthermore, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Lazar, Rami, k'siv, it says, u'lecha Hashem chesed, Hashem es chesed, u'k'siv ki ata sishan l'ish ki ma'aseyo. Even though Hashem has chesed, it also says that Hashem pays back according to a person's action, which is the midah of emes. Which one is it? And says the Gemara again, "Betchila kiata sishalem kimasa." Initially, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges people, judges the world according to their actions, emes and the tzaddik. Ulevasov, in the end, l'chashem echesed, HaKadosh Baruch Hu judges with chesed. Ilfai, Ramila Ilfa, different names, Rami Ksiv, Rav Chesed, Uksiv Vemes, same idea again, Stira and Psukim, and he answered, "Betchila Vemes, ulevasov Rav Chesed." So then the Gemara quotes the pasuk, "Vayavor Hashem al panav vayikra," and Hashem passed in front of his face, in front of Moshe Rabbeinu, and he called out, and he went to say that you give me the serachamim. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, ilmalei mikra kasva, the pasuk not said this, efshar l'omrim, we could not say this, have we not seen this in the pasuk? Milame to teach us, shenisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu, kishliach tzibur HaKadosh Baruch Hu, had wrapped himself in talus, like a shliach tzibur, like a chazan, v'hera lo l'moshe say the truth, and showed HaKadosh Baruch Hu how to daven, and Amar lo, he says to Moshe, Kozman she Yisrael choten, whenever Klai Yisrael sins, Yasu lefana kaseder. You follow this seder. You say that you give me the shirachim, vani mochel alem. I'm going to grant you mechila. That's what takes place. Based on this, is brought down in the poskim that when one says you give me the shirachim, you should be wearing a talus, just like this gemara here. Hashem Hashem. What does it mean? Hashem Hashem. Ani hu kodem sheyach to adam, vani hu laach sheyach to adam v'yaseh tshuva. I am the same Hashem before. I am the same Hashem. But afterwards, the Rush asks the question, why does Hashem need to be before the sin? What's the need for a tshuva before the sin? He didn't sin anything. Rush says, even though HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that an individual is going to sin, he doesn't act upon it, he doesn't give an aveir, he doesn't give punishments, because right now he has not sinned. So before the chet, Hashem just looks at the right now, and even after the chet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has incredible rachmim, and will grant a person tshuva as long as he does the proper tshuva to get there. So then the Gemara says further, Kerachim v'chadim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is full of compassion. So Amar of Yehuda, Bris Krusa L'Shlosh Esrei Midos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pact with the 13 Midos Shirachamim, She'enun Chosen Rekum. If a person says them, he will not come back empty. Shenemar, Hinei Anochi Koris Bris, I have a promise, I have a guarantee, I've got an agreement with you, that if you say that you'd give me Midos Shirachamim, you will come back with something, maybe not fully, a full kapara, but at least something, some type of kapara will be achieved. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan says further now, Gedola tshuva shemikaras gzardin. So powerful is tshuva that's able to decree, to undo, and tear apart a kriya, dino shel adam. How do we see this? Shenemar, it says in the pasuk, Hashmein lev ha'am, the nation's heart has become fattened, v'oznav hachbein, and his ears have become heavy, v'ein of hasha, and the eyes have become sealed. Why? Penir, they're concerned. Penir v'ein of, maybe they should see the light. Ubaz of Yishma, maybe they should be able to hear the light or hear the sounds of Torah. Ulevavo Yovin v'Yishav Rafalo, and their hearts should understand and do tshuva. Maybe they didn't do tshuva because their hearts are thick and their eyes are closed and their ears are closed. But had they listened, had they seen, had they heard, they would have done tshuva. So we see that the tshuva can undo a decree. So Amalei Rapapala Abaye V'Dilma Lefnei Gzardin. Maybe this whole pasuk is only before the Gzardin, meaning you have the option of doing tshuva before the Gzardin. Between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Rosh Hashanah were judged. Yom Kippur is the Gzardin. So maybe between those days you have a chance to do tshuva. But maybe after the Gzardin, maybe at that point it's too late. So Gemara says, can't be. Amarle Ruffalo, Ksiv, it says in the Bible. Ruffalo? Eza davar shetzach refua, haviomer zeh gzardim. One only needs refua when the person's ill, when the illness has come down to the world. So too, you only need refua when the gzardim has been decided. But if there's no gzardim been decided, you don't even speak about refua. So the fact that the word refua is used must be that even though there's been a gzardim, the refua, the tshuva, is able to undo, is able to tear apart that gzardim. So Meisvi asks the Gemara, Hashav ben Taim, if a person does tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Mochel no, he gets Mechila. Lo shav ben Taim, if he does not do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, Afilu hevi kol eile nevayos sheba'om, even he brings all the rams of the city of Nevayos, which apparently is of the choicest of rams, he brings all the karbanos in the world, ain't Mochel no. How could that be? We just said above that person can be Korek Zardin. Now the Gemara says he can't be Korek Zardin, only before Yom Kippur you can, but after Yom Kippur you can't. Says the Gemara, Lokashia, Haba Yachid, Haba Tzibur. A Yachid, after Gzardin, he cannot be Korel Gzardin. But a Tzibur as a whole, as a unit, can overturn a Gzardin. So Meisvi asks the Gemara another question. Eini Hashem Lokecha Ba. The eyes of Hashem are upon you, referring to Eretz Yisrael. Itim Latova, Itim Lera. Sometimes the Kadosh Baruch Hu watches it, it's going to be good, and sometimes it's going to be bad. How so? Itim Latova Keta. What's an example where things will be good? Let's say the year starts off, the Klai Yisrael is judged as Risham Gemurim, and because of that, Paskulam Gesham Muatim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you're only going to have very minimal rain this coming year. However, Lasov Chazu Behem, but at the end they did Tshuva, Lahosiv Aleim Yevshar, Hashem cannot add on rain because he already decided, Shekfar Nigz Gzeira. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Maridin Mizvanim, what HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do with the little rain he promised for the year, he's going to do a big tova for them. He's going to make sure it comes in the right time, al haaretz hatzrichalem, in the right place, hakol fi haaretz, everything according to the land. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could take a bad gzin and alternate, he could manipulate it in such a way whereby it will be latova. When itim l'ra, keta, what's an example of times that are bad? They were judged as tzaddikim gemurim, and therefore paskolem shamim merubim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised them a lot of rain this coming year. However, in the end, lasof chazubem, they retracted. In other words, they became bad. They were sham gemurim. Now, lifchos mem yefshar, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot detract from what he promised them. He has to fulfill his promise of a lot of rain this year, but they don't deserve it because now they're sham gemurim. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu do? Shekfar nigzer gzer. He can't change the gzera. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu maridin shalobis ma'am. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make the rain when you don't need the rain. Al arach shenam tzrichim len, and a land that doesn't need the rain. And this way he fulfills his promise, yet it turned out rough, turned out bad for them. In the end of the day, the tova mil likre l'gzardina. Why does HaKadosh Baruch Hu have to manipulate everything? Why doesn't he just be kareh l'gzardin and have the rain a lot of times? Why does he have to say, I need to keep my word and the gsham watim in the right time, in the right place? Just tear up the gzardin and make it rain a lot. Why doesn't he do this? Latova mia likre la gzardina velosiv la, and let there be more rain. And the Gemara says, "Shiny hasim de efshir b'hachi." There is different because the Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to do so. Meaning, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't like changing things around. He doesn't like changing nature. He doesn't like nisim. He likes things to work naturally. So if the Kadosh Baruch Hu is able to have things work in the bederech hatava, he'll do that. If that won't work, then ein echanam, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will then go ahead and be korea the gzardin and overturn it if need be. Says the Gemara further now. Toshma. It says, Yorde Hayam Banios Osim Locha Bemaim Rabim Hema Ro Mas Hashem. Those sailors who go out to the boats into the sea, they work to Hashem, they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's actions because the way they live in the sea and all the storms and all the trust and the Emunah B'Tachem, they see the hand of Hashem. Pasuk says further, Vayomer Vayamod Ruach Sarav Tirom Galava, and they see big storms and the wave takes them over. Yachugu, they rejoice. Vayanu Kashika, they act like drunkards. Vayitaku Hashem Batalhem, and they call out HaKadosh Baruch Hu of great distress, even though they're having a great time and getting drunk on the ships. But when they need Hashem and the big storm comes, they daven to Hashem. Yodil Hashem Chasu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they thank Hashem for saving them. Awesome Simanim. So these psukim found in Tilm, they're actually Simanim there. The backwards nun that we have in Baloscha also appear this in this parak in Tilm as well. Why the backwards nuns there? Says the Gemara, ka'aken v'rakun shebetar, like an ach v'rak, it's like a limiting word, only and but. Meaning what? Lomelcha, to tell me that sakub kodim gzardin nanim. They're only answered the call to Hashem prior to the gzardin. But tzakul acher gzardin. But if they call out Hashem after the gzardin is ready, has been established, and now and they're not answered. But isn't this a tzibur, a group of sailors going together? So shouldn't a tzibur be able to override a gzardin? How come it says the achen rakin that it only works before the gzardin? And the Gemara says, "Hani nami ki yichidin dami." The sailors are not considered a large seaport. They're not a large community. They're also called yichidim. Even many people, 10 people, is called yichidim. A seaport is a much larger people, and therefore this is not considered seaport, and the Gzar Din does not work. You cannot be Korea after the Gzar Din. Furthermore, the Gemara says, "Tashma." Shala Beloria Hagioris, as Rabbi Gamliel. One time, this lady, she was a Gioris, her name was Beloria. She asked Rabbi Gamliel the following Shaila. Ksibis Haraschman says in your Torah, Ashelo Yisa Fanim, Hashem won't show favor. Yet, Ksib Yisa Hashem et Panam Elecha, Hashem will show favor. So does Hashem show favor? Does he not show favor? So Nitba La Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, the end of this conversation went to Rabbi Yossi HaKohen, and Armelo, he explained to her, Em Sholach Mashal, let me tell you a Mashal. What is this similar to? A person who's owed money from his friend. Reuven's owed money from Shimon. What happens? And in front of the king, he says, I give you time to pay me back. Pay me back by in a month from now. He swears by the king's life that he'll pay back in that time. He gives man velo paru. Now the time comes and he doesn't pay. He refuses to pay. He doesn't have the money to pay. He comes to appease the king. I'm sorry, I swear in your name. I apologize for messing up. So Amar lo, Elboni machalach. My insult, I don't care. I'm mochel. I don't really care. It doesn't bother me. I'm the king. You're nobody. I'm mochel you. However, lach lechu faizes chavercha. You have to go now appease your friend, the guy you owe money to. That's a different story here. Hachanami, that's a mashal. What's the nimshal? The nimshal is hachanami. When it comes to kan baveros shebein adam lemakom, kan baveros shebein adam lechaver. In other words, when it comes to matters between Hashem and human beings, shebein adam lechaver lemakom, Kadosh Baruch Hu is mochel. He doesn't care about these things. If a person asks for tshuva, he's going to grant them tshuva, and that's where it says yisa Hashem panav lecha. When it comes to matters between adam lechavero, Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't intervene. You have to appease him. I'm not going to just answer your tefillos, and that's when Kadosh Baruch Hu says Asher lo yisa panav. I won't show favor until you've asked for mechila from your friend. Ad Shabbat Rabbi Kiva, to Rabbi Kiva came a Leman, he taught, and we'll stop with this. He says, Kan Kodim Gzardin, Kan Acher Gzardin. He said, no, one is before Gzardin, that's when a Kodesh Baruch Hu shows favor. But after Gzardin, he doesn't show favor. So that's the whole question. But isn't that a Shaila? We just said, after Gzardin, can a Tzibor override a Gzardin? And where it says, Hachanami B'Yachidim, B'Yachid. When he says a Gzar Din, you can't overturn it, is referring to a Yachid, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't show favor after a Gzar Din. But Ein HaChanami, when it came to a Tzibor, L'Acha Gzar Din, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would show favor and would grant it full kapara. So I'm not going to do a Chazar today. Everyone have a wonderful day.